Blog Talk Radio.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. The world will be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
boys and girls, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. You're going to be the first ones to know, so I'll break you the news first. It's just going out on the internet. We have a new website that we're dedicating to fight George Soros, and the name of the website is it's Media Crap Matters. .us .com was $8 more. So it's the opening on the webpage is Welcome to Media Crap Matters, and I'm going to give you the whole rundown. This is an anti-communist website. If you hear someone say that they're a liberal or a progressive, they are nice sounding words. The truth is they are misleading words. The real word is communist. Communist is a word that has been purged from the American brainwashed mind. People bite their tongue before they'll say it. But you know what? You got to practice it a couple of times. Practice in the mirror. Communist, communist, communist. So welcome to the Spirit of America Party radio show. And, of course, you know our logo is the American Eagle on the flag with nothing outperforms American. And on our website, MediaCrapMatters.us, we state we are God and country conservatives. We fully support the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the USA. Then I have a picture of my book. The Spirit of America Party has an American Eagle on the flag, and it says, take me to the beach. And I wish you would take my book to the beach this summer, because when you come back from the beach, you're going to have a few months left to save your country, and you got to know the reasons why you've got to vote. So welcome to the Spirit of America Party book. It's available on Amazon, and Kindle seems to be the way to go. This primer touches on the basic principles of the Spirit of America Party. There is some humor embedded in our philosophy. Do not take us serious when we say use Indian tribes to patrol the borders, but do not pay for scalps, only beards. We are joking. Communists have no sense of humor and would use our laughter to bring muzzle charges against us, which is what they're doing now. And you're seeing the beginning of it, and I'm going to tell you about it. That is why we chose to create www.mediacrapmatters.us. Now that America is waking up to the fact that we were sold a communist bill of goods in 2008, we bought hope and change. We did not know we were buying the destruction of Europe and the alienization of the few allies we have left, that we would build a jihad culture and contribute to the destruction of Israel. We did not know that our children belonged to the state and that our tax money would go to teach hate of country and hate of God. We did not know that our country would divide and splinter into politically controlled groups. We did not know we would be lumped into a Soviet-style class system where party members get special treatment. We did not know that we have oodles of oil waiting to be drilled and gas prices waiting to drop back to $1.50 a gallon at the most. We did not know that preferred stockholders of GM, along with common stockholders, would have their assets seized and given to the state for redistribution. We did not know that only Exxon was the enemy of the people. The same people who want Exxon destroyed have Exxon stock, and many don't even know it. What is in your 401k? We did not know we were no longer a Christian nation. We did not know that the new Soviet government run by George Soros and the Pitiful would muzzle freedom of speech along with freedom of religion. We did not know that the new evil empire would be us and that the czars would dictate what you can eat and drink. We did not know that our Supreme Court was infiltrated by the ACLU. 5-4 is too close a call. We did not know that a president does not have to prove his citizenship or reveal his school homework. We did not know that the Department of Justice could suspend the huge pardon bribe investigation of President Pinocchio Pants and it would be covered up in the communist press. We did not know that Eric Holder would run guns into Mexico that contributed to the success of narco traffickers and kill 41,000 Mexicans that never get mentioned, like the 22 Navy SEALs that never get mentioned. We did not know that the House and Senate could perform the criminal act of insider trading and be exempt from jail time and allowed to continue. We did not know that with the record taxes we send to the tax junkies in Washington, it is not enough, and soon they will take over another mafia operation to generate tax revenue. They're already running gambling, lotto, and next comes pot-o. The same government that outlaws smoking wants to hook you on weed. Everybody who ever OD'd started with weed. Now that America is waking up to the lies and corruption, the truth tellers are being silenced. Media Matters and its Soviet satellites like MoveOn.Communist, plus a plethora of phony American names, Americans for this, Americans for that. It's all communists. Check it out. The country is stunned by the anti-American performance of the party of death, the Democamos. Did you know that 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag of the United States? That sacred shroud that covers the bodies of real Americans who died so that we can live? Did you know that 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids? Did you know that 2 weeks after the 4th of July in the same year, 125 Viet Cong grease mice voted to burn the flag? Did you know that 70 Cong grease mice are listed as Socialist Party members by the Socialist Party? Guess how many voted to burn the flag and kill kids? Now comes the takeover of the USA by the communists. Putin must dance to Kasatsky every day on CNN's Communist Idol. That's the Communist News Network. Glenn Beck alerted us to the top-down, bottom-up communist takeover sponsored by Comrade Soros. He predicted the union bully gang combo of Occupy and Dirty the Street students. Glenn has been silenced and removed from Fox, who is afraid they are next. Steve Malzberg was muzzled and sent out of town. He warned us about Obama. Bob Grant they got a long time ago playing race cards, just like they canceled Anita Bryant's orange juice endorsements. Bob survives Sundays 10 to 12 only by the grace of God. He's on WABC, and he still has a great show. Don't forget that they tried to wipe out the talk radio with communist-inspired Hot Air America and went bust, but Comrade Franken was promoted to Senator Czar. Mike Savage, they tried to get him hanged in England, where he is banned by order of the jihad communists. Then they cut his WOR time down to 2 hours minus 15 minutes of NBC lying news. NBC stands for nothing but communists. They also replaced his internet radio time with someone else. If you try and get on, you go on, listen on WOR, you get somebody else. You don't get Mike's show. You have to go to another radio station that has Mike's show. And when you Google Mike Savage show, WOR gives you somebody else under Mike's name. So does WIND in Chicago. If you go to WIND Chicago and Google it, they will tell you the Mike Savage show is there, but he's not. Wait until the demo commos take over the internet. We will be back to crystal radio sets and door knocks. Pat Buchanan's muzzling was long overdue. NBC, nothing but communists, is controlled by the Chinese government, who controls GE, Jeffrey Immelt, and Mao Tse Obama. Take a bow, Mao. This list is getting longer. The demo commo goal is to eliminate all opposition to the second communist term by October. Thus the Pearl Harbor strike on Fox. Fox is getting into a battle. It's going to be a bloody one. And just remember the words of Jimmy from Brooklyn. When the communists win, they win. And when the communists lose, they win. We're going to keep you appraised of the Stalinist moves of the blame and deflect a demo commos, and pray with you that we get our country back from the red menace. Beware the demo commo media commo complex. You may get one. My favorite heroes, Blessed Joseph McCarthy, who had the right intentions, he just had the wrong list. Harry Truman, who dropped two big ones and saved millions of American and Japanese lives, plus ending World War II. And Harry said, when they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. I say politicians should only be allowed 4 years in office, followed by 4 years in jail. And today's poop sheet, when this website, if you check this website, I'm going to try and update it every night with a different topic, the topic of the day, current events, the ones that hurt us the most. And today's poop sheet, it says, drugs suck, and that's chapter one in my book because it is more deadly than a nuclear strike. One out of five families in America has been destroyed by drugs. One junkie kills the happiness of five innocent people. Whitney Houston, who was buried today, was happier at 11 years old singing for God than she was at the top of the charts. Hollywood is a soul-crunching machine, and when they have used you up, they holler, next act. Why is there no investigation of the 22 SEALs from Team 6 that Obama won't take credit for, that was shot down in one chopper? If you take credit for victory, you must take the blame for defeat. And what does the acronym ABO mean? Anybody but Obama. And that's what's coming. And don't be surprised if at the last minute, when the demo commos realize that Obama is going to lose, that they don't sacrifice him to the goddess Hillary Clinton. And at the bottom of my website, which is just about the last item, I've got three reasons why Bashar al-Assad of Syria is under the protection of the demo commos. You see how quick they went for two-gun Gaddafi who couldn't fight back? He was shooting around the corner of an ice cream truck. Yeah, and they sent a cruise missile to stop taxis. Yeah, all you have to do to stop a taxi in Libya is holla taxi. It's the same in any language. I've got three pitches and three reasons why Bashar al-Assad is under the protection of the demo commos. First picture is Nancy Pelosi sitting around an Ottoman table with Bashar al-Assad. The next picture is Senator Bill Bain at the Babies Nelson sitting around at the Ottoman table with Bashar al-Assad. And the third picture is Denis Dikami Kucinich sitting around the Ottoman table with Bashar al-Assad. And you know what? He did him a favor. He closed the palace windows so they couldn't hear the Americans screaming as they were having their legs blown off with the new Iranian copper lugs that they assembled in Syria. So, welcome to the Spirit of America party, and I hope you look in on MediaCrapMatters.us. And you could send polite comments to Abu Tam at MediaCrapMatters.us. And if you're a mean, a nasty, a demo camo, you can send your comments to, oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, at heavenly.org. We will now break for a tune. I think I got 15 minutes left. I only plugged in a half hour tonight. So hang in there. We'll see what we got for you. My favorite tune is one you might like if I can find it. It's called Is It Any Wonder by the Del Vikings. Looks like it's not going to play, but we got two of them. Everybody was clean and nobody had a drug problem. And there was no pill. You had to marry your mistakes. And a double ring ceremony was a shotgun in your back. Yeah. No, but oh my God. And the other saying was, you made your bed, now you got to lie in it. Yeah. And today, divorce lawyers are cleaning up like crazy credits. And not only that, the real estate market, there's more houses on the auction block today because of a divorce. Never before. But anyway, that's life in the big city. My blog topic that I sent out on the 19th was, we used to multiply, and now we divide. Country is divided more than in the Civil War. Then, back then, it was North versus South. And today you have hundreds of splinter groups attacking on different fronts. The make-believe Greenpeace communists, the global warming communists, the legalized weed, let everyone bleed communists, the Save and Earthworm communists, the unions. How sad to see a once great Teamsters union sell out to the party of death. Government unions are a joke. There is no more generous boss than by the vote Uncle Sap. There is no bigger business than the USG. There used to be two camps, Democrat and Republican. The Democrats went communist. I call them Democamos. The Republicans went Democrat. I call them Repuppies, because they are playful, and if you give them a treat, they wag their tail. Now that we have a Politburo running the government with gifts for party members and czars, we have a ruler who wants a civilian army bigger than the military. He is cutting down and sissifying. Who's going to want to join the military when everybody's wearing lipstick? And the girls look like men. Did I mention the Arab Spring communists endorsed by fashionable China and Rasputin? When did the State Department become Big Oil? When did the government take over the mafia? Loan sharking, gambling from lotto to pato, prostitution paid in the House and Senate, inside trading and tradering exemptions. How many demo camos flew into Saddam's arms just before the war that Bush won and Obama lost? How many demo camos sipped a demitasse with Bashar al-Assad while he is distributing the IEDs that killed 4,500 Americans and blew the legs off another 60,000? Google Pelosi goes to Syria after Bush begged her not to go, with Bill Nelson and Kami Kucinich, and dare I say, a Jimmy Carter. We have a divided country. It is good versus evil. And don't be surprised if the Demo Camos claim the good title first. Did you know that 70 Viet Congress mice receive honorable mention from the Socialist Party? I think they are listed as card-carrying members. The God and Country Boys are being squeezed out. Even the conservative talk shows are marked for extinction before October, so the big lie will not be challenged. But fear not, I have two surprises in the works that could rupture the Communist Party of George Soros and the Pitiful. This will be the last free election, a government where Eric Holder can kill 41,000 Mexicans and confiscate your guns, can also confiscate your children and close your churches and tax you broke. What are you going to do about it? And say, I remember when? Communist slavery is coming back for white and black. Yep, drugs is the big enslaver of all right now. So hang in there, and we'll try and find you another tune. And let's see what we can come up with. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to have to hum. I hate this. Oh, man. Give me a break. I've got to go out and find my website. I got to go out and find a Blog Talk Radio. So, would you like to hear a joke while I'm doing this crazy crap? What kind of joke would you like to hear? I got one for you. Let me just hit Blog Talk Radio here, and I'll tell you a joke about a Playboy. This Playboy, he's got a fetish. He likes to collect teddy bears. He's a bachelor, and he collects all kinds of teddy bears, you know, like the Vermont teddy bears. And he has a whole collection in his house, in his penthouse. And he's got rows and rows of teddy bears in every room. In a bedroom, he's got rows and shelves of teddy bears. And he brings a girl up, and he's showing her his teddy bear collection, and they make wild, passionate love. And she turns to him, and she says, How was that for you? He said, you can have any teddy bear on the bottom row. So anyway, well, we got an Al Jarreau to him. I don't know if you'd like Al Jarreau. Let me see. Oh, here's one we'll do for the troops coming home. Today I'm watching a basketball game. Everybody's going crazy over Jeremy Lin, and I said to my family, I hope he turns Catholic. I want to see him do the Tim Tebow prayers, and that'll drive the Demo Camos crazy. Let me close with a reminder of who we are.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that grieve partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
Favorite verse coming up is when God shows up. I love it when God shows up.
Father of God, to thee, author of living.